KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have a cloudy sky here in Atlantic, and it's currently 40 degrees. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today with a high around 56. Winds out of the north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Also tonight, fair to partly cloudy skies with a low around 34. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Multiple injuries were reported following a collision north of Atlantic this morning on Olive Street, about a mile south of Interstate 80. The accident happened at around 5:31 a.m. just south of Dallas Road. There was airbag deployment and at least one of the vehicles, Atlantic Rescue and CAS EMS, responded to the scene. Two helicopters, LifeNet and Life Flight, had also been requested. It's not clear which hospitals they were sent to. The roadway remained blocked and actually remains blocked at this time with the accident investigation. And we've received word from Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Kyle Quist that you should plan an alternate route if you normally take Olive Street either north or south of Interstate 80 into or out of Atlantic, because that roadway will be blocked for quite some time due to the investigation. Additional information into that crash is currently not available. A collision in Afton Saturday evening resulted in two people being transported to the hospital in Creston. According to the Union County Sheriff's Office, a 2007 Chevy Impala driven by 18-year-old Rihanna Price of Afton was traveling north on U.S. 169 at around 5:50 p.m. A 1998 Volvo semi-tractor trailer driven by 40-year-old Chad Pontier of Osceola was stopped at the stop sign on Railroad Street. Officials say Pontier looked but did not see the Chevy when he proceeded to turn north on the Highway 169. He struck the Impala on the passenger side. Pontier was not injured in the collision, but Price complained of pain afterward and was transported to the hospital by private vehicle to be checked out. A passenger in her car, 17-year-old Terrence Shelley of Lenox, was injured and transported by EMS Air to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. The car sustained about $5,000 damage, while damage to the semi was estimated at $2,500. And authorities say while no citations were issued at the scene, they noted Pontier failed to yield the right-of-way to Price when he pulled away from the stop sign. Both drivers and the passenger were wearing their seatbelt. A traffic stop on a speeding vehicle Saturday morning in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a man from Madison County. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 28-year-old Matthew Garcia of Maxburg was taken into custody at around 8 a.m. Saturday after it was determined he was driving while revoked for a prior offense. Garcia was transported to Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. Four casinos are paying a combined $130,000 in fines to the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission for gambling violations involving minors. Racing and Gaming Administrator Brian Orilko said the Catfish Bend Casino was fined for the actions of an underage male.
Entered the casino floor unchallenged, was on the floor for 47 minutes. It was not discernible whether the individual had gambled, but the individual had pulled a ticket out of the machine. And based on a preponderance of evidence, we felt that the individual did gamble.
Orilko said the casino agreed to a $30,000 fine.
Normal fine for this is $20,000, but there were the aggravating circumstances of a lack of surveillance coverage, and then the age of the minor had elevated that fine.
The Horseshoe Casino in Council Bluffs was fined $60,000 for two underage violations. The first involved a minor female in January who entered the gambling floor with an adult. Rocco said she had gambled at a number of slot machines and was on the gaming floor for over 30 minutes. In the second count, he said it occurred a couple of months later, and there was another individual, a 17-year-old female, who had entered the gaming floor. She was on the floor for 5 hours and had gambled, according to Orilko. Prairie Meadows in Altoona was fined $20,000 for having an underage male who got onto the casino floor with two adults.
It was not challenged at the turnstile, had gambled, was on the floor for approximately 60 minutes. This individual was identified by another security officer that was conducting some their routine business.
The final violation involved a minor at the Diamond Joe Worth Casino who entered the gambling floor unchallenged.
was on the floor for over 2 hours and had gambled. This minor was identified by staff at Diamond Joe.
Diamond Joe Worth agreed to a $20,000 penalty for the violation. Rocco said the violations for all four casinos were their first in the last 365 days. A head-on crash west of Cedar Rapids resulted in injuries to six people, including three juveniles, Saturday night. The Iowa State Patrol reports the crash happened on Highway 30 just east of 32nd Avenue, west of Cedar Rapids at around 8:30 p.m. A 2017 Toyota Corolla was traveling east in the westbound inside lane of Highway 30 when it struck a 2010 Dodge Avenger traveling west in the westbound inside lane. A non-contact third vehicle, a 2014 Ford Fiesta, was struck by and ran over debris from the initial collision. The names and the ages of those injured were not immediately released. One of the injured was transported by EMS to a hospital in Cedar Rapids. Another was transported by helicopter to the University of Iowa Health Center in Iowa City. The report did not indicate if the remaining individuals were transported to a hospital or treated at the scene and released. The accident remains under investigation. Benton County Sheriff's deputies assisted the patrol at the scene. And again, a reminder that the Olive Street north of Atlantic and south of Interstate 80 is currently blocked due to a serious accident that occurred around 5:30 this morning. Crews are still on the scene as far as the investigation is concerned with the Iowa State Patrol and a couple of fire units up there still providing some road coverage with that. We understand now that there may have been one fatality and two injured associated with that, but that has not been confirmed at this time. We will update this story for you on KJAN and on our website at KJAN.com as well. And that is a check of our news this morning here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.